I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. For generations, people have actually tried to go over Niagara Falls. We can't explain why, but earlier this week, one man survived a plunge down the 170-foot falls on the Canadian side. He became the first known adult to do so, to go over just by himself, no barrel, no nothing. Chances are most of us won't ever risk that feat, but 30 years ago, Ira Flatow went on assignment with former All Things Considered host Mike Waters and tried to find out what it would sound like to someone who did go down the falls.
Mike actually assigned me to create the barrel device. He wanted me, he knew I had a background in engineering, so he said, I want you to get a 55-gallon drum, and I want you to rig it up and put a little Sony tape recorder inside of it, and by throwing it into the Niagara River, we could actually get the sound of what it sounds like for a barrel to go over the falls.
So you guys go out to the river, and you wind up talking to someone there about kind of the fascination of this experience.
Nathan Boya, he went over successfully. Bobby Leach went over successfully. Then there was the unlucky ones. My brother tried it. He went over. He was killed. There was George Stathakis from Buffalo, went over in an oak barrel. He was killed. And there's been different other stunners from the early 1900s that just didn't make it.
So, Ira, the passion about going over these falls, people there, they're involved with it.
Very much so. And Mike Waters, God rest his soul, who was my mentor, was always looking for a unique sound. And so he decided we would go to Niagara Falls to do that in the dead of winter when there were no tourists and there was 10 feet of ice on top of everything. And that affected what the outcome of the barrel toss. That affected how it worked, because when we threw the barrel in the water, it started getting caught up on the sides. The little secret about Niagara Falls in the wintertime, they shut the water down. The river narrows quite considerably. They take the water upstream of the falls. And then when we threw the barrel in, the barrel headed downstream. We got in our cars. We scooted out after it, and we noticed the barrel was caught in a little whirlpool at the side going around and around in circles.
What did you do?
Mm-hmm. We wondered if anybody would go down and get it, and the Canadian Park Police volunteered to go down and get the barrel and throw it back in the river. You know, he started rappelling down this ravine. And I said, aren't you afraid of doing this? He says, no, I do this all the time. I pull bodies out of the river all the time this way.
Ooh.
So he picks it up, and he throws it back in the river, and it goes down the river again, and sure enough, the wind blows it to the side into another little eddy. And he goes down for the last time, picks it up, and he shakes it. And he hears that the tape recorder has become loose. And I said to Mike, you know, Mike, I'm looking at my watch and we've lost about 40 minutes. The tape has run out by now. Even if it were to go over the falls, we'd never hear that because the tape has stopped recording. Let's retrieve it and see if we can hear and what the sounds of what really sounded like on the river.
So well, let's hear it. So, Ira, that's it?
That's it. You know, we were actually quite fortunate to retrieve the barrel because the experts we had talked to said there was very small chance that when that barrel went over the falls that it would have survived. They think that the tremendous force of the falling water actually creates currents that would push anything down there forever or destroy it. And that's what seems so miraculous about this gentleman who went over the falls with nothing on but his shirt and was able to survive.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.